This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Switz. The poet Thomas Hardy once said there's a condition that's worse than blindness, and that is seeing something that isn't there. You've got to stop for a moment to think about that statement, seeing something that's not there. How often do you misunderstand what your friend says, or your mind is on something else, or you think you've heard what your partner says, only to miss the point totally? So in life, it's easy to miss the point. Look, I love the story of Mari. She's a businesswoman from Minneapolis in the US. She'd been away from her family on a two-week business trip to Denver, and she was on her way home. It had been a long 2 weeks. She was eager to get home. She missed the kids and flew. She had to change planes at the O'Hare Airport in Chicago. It's the fourth busiest airport in the world, and people get very stressed there. Anyway, she had 45 minutes to make her connecting flight. She raced from one terminal to the other. At the counter, she was told her flight was delayed, so that made her even more angry. She was in no mood. But she looked up and saw Mrs. Field Cookies, the shop there. So she buys a bag of cookies, can't find a seat, so she's getting more and more annoyed. She finally finds a table with a mother and two children, so she takes out a book to read, puts a hand in the bag for a nice biscuit. And the other woman reaches out and puts her hand in and pulls out three biscuits, one for herself and one for each of the two children. Mari is incensed. What's going on here, she thought. She didn't say anything. The other woman took three more. The plane is now ready. So Mari takes the bag, crumples it up in an angry way, gives the woman a long stare. Here I am in this godforsaken airport and this crazy woman's eating my biscuits. So she finally gets on the plane, looks into her bag, and to her surprise sees a bag, a full bag, of Mrs. Field's cookies. At that table, the whole time, she'd been eating the other woman's cookies. She'd put a hand in the wrong packet of biscuits. Yeah, it's a simple story. She'd been so stressed that she wasn't seeing reality. She mistook the bag of cookies as her own. So here's the punchline. We don't see things as they are. We see things as we are. And each person who sees a thing will see it filtered through their own perception. So none of us actually see it objectively. Each person sees things through their own beliefs, preconceptions, interpretation, attitude. Another way of describing it better than I can comes from Stephen Covey in his book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. He says each of us tends to think we see things as they are, that we are objective, but it's not the case. We see the world not as it is, but as we are. Or as we are conditioned to see it, when we open our mouths to describe what we see, we are in effect describing ourselves, our own perceptions. And I think that's correct. Think about it. Any given moment, life can be great or life can be pretty ordinary. It comes down to the perception that we choose. Why do we miss the obvious? I also know the New Testament story of a man born blind. Read this in John chapter 9. He spent his life as a beggar. He was a man who had a difficult time. And one Sabbath, Jesus spits on the ground, makes a piece of clay and smears that into the man's eyes. And miraculously, this man can see. His blindness is cured. But what a stir it caused among the religious establishment. The disciples think he was blind because of some sin that he committed. The neighbours thought it was a trick, that he was never blind in the first place. But the Pharisees refused to believe in the miracle. And that, in fact, the parents of this man are so afraid, they come pretty close to disowning their son. Jesus had healed that man, but many refused to see what had actually happened. They refused to accept what they saw in their own eyes. They were looking at the event through their own bias and misconceptions. And sometimes it's easier to close our eyes and not face the truth. So how often have you walked past a miracle and not seen it? Why not ask God today to open your eyes and see what it is that's going on around you? Because God wants to show you the potential and the possibilities for what is going on today. Heavenly Father, each week the local council comes, empties my garbage bin, and sometimes there's not much room left for anything else. But Lord, I need you today to come and get rid of my own garbage and rubbish. Your Holy Spirit is the divine helper who comes in and does the job. Thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.